this year's measure is going to generate a lot more interest than the one last year, obviously because of what happened in Colorado and Washington State. But we've got some major sponsors now added to that. It includes the League of Women Voters. It includes the Maryland NAACP, as well as the ACLU. And we've got probably 50 sponsors for the bill, including the chairman of two major committees in Annapolis.
In the past, this has kind of not gone much farther than committee. Judiciary Committee last time sort of let it die. Do you foresee that happening again, or are you feeling pretty good that this time it's going to at least make it to the floor?
Well, we're changing the way the bill is being structured so that the main emphasis is going to be on the taxation of marijuana that's sold in the state of Maryland. And any issue that deals with taxation does not go to the Judiciary Committee, but it goes to the Ways and Means Committee. And I think we have some strong support on that committee for trying to raise $80 to $100 million in Maryland the first year that this bill would be in effect.
Other than that, it sounds like you're feeling this is it's the time you're ready and it's looking better than it has in quite a while.
Well, you know, national polls have indicated that certainly the use of medical marijuana is being approved around 80%, and that a majority of Americans now approve the use of a small amount of recreational marijuana by around 60%. And we've got polls in Maryland that show the same thing in virtually every county in Maryland, that Marylanders aren't opposed to this.
The old argument has been that it's a gateway to harder substances and creates a criminal situation. Apparently is something that you wouldn't agree with or would take issue with.
No, I don't agree with that. I mean, I've looked at the history of marijuana in the United States, and there seemed to have been a great propaganda campaign proposed against it back in the 1930s. And then the mayor of New York City came up with a commission to debunk that. And it showed that marijuana was not a gateway drug, and that marijuana was not a drug that led to the to criminal activity at that time. The criminal activity we see today is basically amongst the sellers of marijuana, of illegal marijuana. If we make it if we regulate it and tax it in Maryland, then we take away that criminal element being able to profit from the sale of marijuana.
All right, Delegate Anderson, I'm through my questions. What have we missed? Anything else we need to mention?
Well, the other benefit to it would be that there are thousands of young African-American males who get arrested every year for simple possession of marijuana. That gives them a record. They can't get jobs. They can't get into schools. In some cases, they can't get housing. This bill would probably eliminate at least that one part of the problem so that everybody is kind of on an equal footing when it comes to jobs and school.